I'm Seaver with another installment of Rockstar Interviews here on The Drive in Chicago, and joining me from the Australian Pink Floyd, one of the members since the band's inception, keyboardist Jason Soffer. Jason, thanks for spending some time with us here on The Drive in Chicago.
It's a pleasure.
The Australian Pink Floyd time, 30 years of celebrating Pink Floyd 2018. The show is October 11th at the beautiful Chicago Theater. Tickets are still available. I have seen the Australian Pink Floyd perform. It is quite an experience. You are more than a Pink Floyd cover band. Let's get that out right now. You take it to levels that honor the Pink Floyd legacy. Tell us about your connection with members of the band, David Gilmour in particular.
Well, I mean, we've been doing it for a long time, and of course we started in Australia, and then when we moved to the UK in the 90s, and that's when we actually met David Gilmour. He came to one of our shows, and he was still doing his Division Bell tour at the time.
Which I saw,
and
it was
came
great.
Backstage.
Yeah.
And then we got invited to play for his 50th birthday party, so there we met David Gilmour, and there's Nick Mason and Rick Wright there. Yeah, that was a great night.
I'll bet it was. Would you care to expand on that? I mean, the fact that they almost, or do they endorse the Australian Pink Floyd? Do they have their, you know, badge of honor? Have they pinned it to you?
Well, they've always been very nice and said nice things. I mean, Nick Mason, who's currently on tour with these Saucer Full of Secrets things, actually has said some very nice things about us. He even makes jokes on the stage about him being the Australian Nick Mason. So I think, you know, I mean, I don't know whether that's an official endorsement, but it's kind of, I think, you know, quite happy what we're doing.
Well, I think it's great. And I think it is right on with the Pink Floyd experience. I got to see the Division Bell tour when it came through Chicago in the 90s over at Soldier Field. It was absolutely amazing. Now, what I want to do here is I want to convince a skeptical Pink Floyd fan that the Australian Pink Floyd is the real deal. Describe the visuals and the craft that goes into creating the experience we see on stage.
Well, we, you know, we work very hard to make it sound and look like a Pink Floyd show. We've got like, you know, 9-10 members of musicians on stage. We've got a big round circular screen. We have lasers, special effects, lights. We have inflatables. We work very hard to get all the sounds right. It's like note for note. We listen to the recordings and in bootlegs, and we put together a Pink Floyd show that you know, makes many people happy. You know, even the hardened skeptics come along and get persuaded and become fans. So. I think people will be in for a treat.
I agree, because we want to get those skeptical Pink Floyd fans out there, the ones that are like, you know what, if I can't see David and Roger, I'm not going. And I think you paint a real good picture with that. You mentioned the circular backdrop, the almost, it almost looks like a, you know, a Native American dream catcher to me, a stage screen. It's all Pink Floyd. Now, did you actually borrow that? Do you actually have some of Pink Floyd's stage props, or did you create everything yourselves?
It basically created ourselves, or we hire stuff. We have used Pink Floyd's pig that they used in Earl's Court. And, you know, some of the guitars have tried to emulate or reproduce what David Gilmour uses for his guitar rig and stuff. So, but a lot of it is stuff we've created ourselves as well.
I'm talking with Jason Soffer, keyboardist for the Australian Pink Floyd. Tell me about the time you played alongside Rick Wright. The song was Comfortably Numb, and you were playing side by side with each other.
Yeah. Well, again, that was at David Gilmour's birthday party, and you know, we did the set. We were quite nervous, but we did the set, and then towards the end, you know, Rick came to the front of the stage and asked very politely if he could play the Hammond. So I said, of course, you know. So he got on the stage with me, and he says, I'll play the Hammond and you play the synth. And so we played Comfortably Numb together, you know.
Wow.
And, it was a great experience. He was very polite and lovely guy.
I think I need to ask about Roger. Do you have any connection with Roger Waters, and how does that work?
Well, I've not directly met Roger. I mean, I think sometimes we've heard things from management. We've heard rumors that he was at one of our gigs. I don't know if that was true or not.
Wow.
But Roger, he's been a bit more elusive, I think.
Yeah, he definitely is that. Do you have any ideas of what you might be doing In the future, are you going to showcase any specific albums? I know you did Dark Side of the Moon. Are there any themes that are running in the current tour that people want to know about?
Well, I mean, this one is it's basically sort of a greatest hits thing, but we're doing a kind of, you know, we're doing a lot of the greatest hits, but we're also covering a few more unusual tracks. We have done album themes before, like we've done Dark Side of the Moon, we've done Wish You Were Here. We might return to those sometime. But today it's an interesting set list. We cover a lot of interesting material as well as the popular ones, but some more unusual ones as well.
Maybe back in the Syd Barrett era, do you do any of that?
We have done, you know, we're doing the Emily play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if we're doing it on this tour, but we have done it. And astronomy and stuff like that in the past, and we did like Fat Old Sun, and you know, we're doing some from Obscure by Clouds, but we're also doing some of the newer stuff as well.
This is a great show. Again, I want to encourage all skeptical Pink Floyd fans, and we have a lot of Pink Floyd fans who call into the station and request songs. This is going to be worth your time. October 11th at the beautiful Chicago Theater, the Australian Pink Floyd, 30 years of celebrating Pink Floyd 2018. Now, this might be a situation where you don't want to talk about it, but I think people are curious. How does it work with, you know, I don't know, compensation to the band Pink Floyd when you use their visuals and you use their songs? Of course, royalties are involved, but do you have any idea what that's all about? Is that something that...
That's done with the deals. It's. I mean, I don't actually greatly involve with that side, but our management deals with all that kind of thing. And
right.
Yeah, they get a fee.
Okay, of course they do. I mean, of course they do. But anyway, it's a great, great thing. You've got... how many musicians are on stage again?
Nine.
You have nine musicians. You've been with the band since its inception. You do the keyboards. It takes, I would assume, weeks to program your computers and your soundboard and everything to just get the Pink Floyd sound exactly the way you want it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of preparatory work before a tour. I mean, we start off individually learning our stuff. Then we'll have like a... you know, like a band rehearsal with the core musicians,
right.
And then we'll have a rehearsal with
right.
all the lights and the full production. So it can, there is a lot of preparation.
It's a beautiful thing. And we look forward to once again welcoming the Australian Pink Floyd to Chicago. Again, that concert is October 11th at the Chicago Theater. Jason Sofford, keyboardist, since the first note was played of the Australian Pink Floyd. Pleasure talking to you today on the Drives Rockstar Interviews.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.